Software. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Coming up, we're going to introduce you to a missionary who was kidnapped and went through an incredible ordeal with one of his pals. He was there on an LDS mission, and it turned into something else, completely caught off guard in an area of Russia. What happened once they were abducted, what happened family-wise, and now that's been put on film. There's a new movie out, and it's called The Saratov Approach, and you'll hear from not only one of the abducted missionaries, Travis Tuttle, but also the writer and director of the film, and the timing with the focus, of course, on Russia and what's happened there security-wise and shaky confidence and security for the Winter Olympics in Sochi, although so far so good because of the suicide bombings and whatnot. So we'll talk to them coming up around the bend. But before we get there, another delay when it comes to healthcare, I guess. We shouldn't be shocked by this. It's more political, I think, than anything else. The administration said that they're going to delay the individual health mandate, enforcing it, until January 1st, 2016, because of all the regulations. It's like 200 pages of regulations. Companies are having problems figuring this out. And so instead, we're going to wait, because there's a group in the middle, employer groups that have this requirement, which you would with this new mandate, to define a full-time worker as somebody who averages 30 hours a week. And that hits the service industry really hard. Some people have had hours reduced. Others have found that, they were out the door even because there were people they couldn't keep on the list. And now this gets pushed for another year. Too bad they can't go back and rehire those people in that situation. But for some, it gives them a little bit of a breather. I mean, the workers, it gives them a breather. Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, said this common sense approach is going to protect employers already providing quality insurance while helping to ensure the larger employers that they're prepared to meet their responsibility to their hard-working employers. So they're sorting all of it out. They're moving the goalposts, basically, which is what Tom Donahue said from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that it was more just a respite than anything else, that the final regulations in the end, I guess, will be kicked in by 2016. So now that changes that. And that might change the fates and fortunes of a few people, like I said, for a while. It's not going to change the impact for the people who have already felt it, but it'll help anyone in probably their in the middle. And a group that we've talked to many times, Ron Pollack, who is the executive director of Families USA, says when it comes to the impact on jobs, the big concerns that have been raised by opponents of the Affordable Care Act amount to very little because large employers already think it's in their best interest to provide coverage to their workers. But we hear the opposite from a lot of people who write in. Recently, though, I've had a few people that have written in to say it's the best thing that happened to them because they're entrepreneurs, so they're able to actually get health care coverage that they couldn't afford before, and it's more affordable now. So just another kink in this thing, I think, and a one-year delay now gives the companies more time, I guess, and more importantly gives the people who might, I think it's those people that might have been left out in the cold, gives them more time to stay on the job. Let's put it that way. At this point, still, there's a whole bunch of problems in this implementation, and we'll talk about it a little bit later in the hour. In fact, we'll get to some of your emails when we check the mail in our third segment. The other thing that really caught my eye today, you know, the three dreaded letters, the NSA. We heard that, yes, now there's going to be more information that comes out that's just going to blow our minds when it comes to what the NSA is doing. There's going to be an online magazine that's going to dump all this info out there, and we're going to be able to read it, and we're just going to be overwhelmed by what we now hear. So I think the most interesting thing, and somehow I found it somewhere, is kind of actually buried somewhere, is that Ed Snowden, and I guess I didn't really think about this. In my mind, you know, what are you picturing when you think of Ed Snowden? You see him with the schoolboy glasses and kind of his puffed up hair. But I don't mean that. I mean, I picture him with a couple of different sticks, and he's getting the information, and he's downloading it. You know what I mean? And it's just boom, boom, boom. He's getting it as quick as he can, and he's skedaddling, and he's made his decision. And apparently, they say that he used what's amounted to widely available automated software to steal the classified information from the NSA networks. Because when they were investigating this and trying to figure out how he got all this info, that's what they found out. So the New York Times actually broke the story. They had anonymous sources who say that he used a web crawler, which is cheap software that will index, it's designed to index and back up websites, so it scoured the NSA's data and returned all the confidential documents. And he programmed a search to find particular subjects and determine how deeply to follow the links once he was in there, which is what you would do. So his method of obtaining it wasn't sophisticated at all. Then it should have been, and this is the part, and this is why I think this isn't a big story. It should have been easily detected. He accessed 1.7 million files, give or take. 1.7 million files. Because it was so easy to take this web crawler that you or I could get and access those files. What are they thinking at the NSA? Here we are, come rip us off. Was it not bound to happen that somebody was going to be able to get their hands on that? They didn't even have anything set up that could have flagged it or stopped it, which is so crazy. And that's the part of this, to me, that is mind-blowing. That this is the NSA, and they didn't have any precautions about who is looking at whatever information. They don't think that anybody's going to be tempted to say, listen, this is nonsense. I'm going to take this and I'm going to go and publish this. I'm going to whistleblow on you. That's what I'm going to do. And so finally there came a whistleblower, Ed Snowden. And it was easy for him to get it. So it wasn't like he cracked the code. It wasn't like, you know, he was Hugh Jackman in The Swordfish and he had to be the best in the world at hacking in and getting the information. No, he just had to be pedestrian to get the information. Ah, shocking. All right, stay with us. Can't wait to hear the story next of Travis Tuttle. You'll want to hear it too, the abducted missionary. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
In 1965, this was the sound. Put this down. One more time. One more time. One more time.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm very excited about our next guest. They're in our virtual green room. New film out, Sarah Tough Approach. And what is it about? It's the story of two missionaries who experience what could only seem unimaginable to all of us, kidnapped, beaten, and held for ransom for a week in Saratov, Russia. Can you imagine that? And, of course, with all the focus on security in the Olympics, there have been a lot of conversations over this kind of stuff and other things that are happening. So pleased to welcome to the show one of the missionaries, Travis Tuttle, and the writer and director of the film, Garrett Batty. Thanks, guys, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Kate, for having us.
So, Travis, let's start with you. First of all, you know, here you are. You're on a mission, right, a two-year mission with a friend. And tell us how you picked that region to go to and then what happened.
Yeah, so actually I didn't pick the region. It was actually picked for me. When young men or young women decide that they want to go on a two-year service mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they send their papers into Utah, and then it's decided for them where they get to go. When I got the call to go to Russia, I was extremely excited, and it was definitely one of the places I wanted to go to, and so to end up there was really exciting for me.
And what happened that, you know, how long was it into your mission that you were befriended someone and then ultimately ended up kidnapped?
Yeah, so I had been in Russia for, or on my mission for just under a year and a half when Nikolai approached us and said he wanted us to come over to his house and talk to him a little bit more about the Mormon Church.
Mm. And then you had no idea what was in store for you, correct?
No, none at all.
And what? How did you know? Take us through that for a second, and then we'll talk to Garrett here about actually putting this on film. But what happened?
So he actually approached us one day when we were leaving church, and he said that he had a friend that was on the other side of town that was a Mormon, and he just wanted to learn more about the church. So he set up an appointment with us to come over a couple days later. And I will admit that that initial conversation was definitely unique. It was the first time that I had ever had a male approach me wanting to learn more about the church. And he was very nervous to talk to us. You know, he wouldn't look us in the eyes. And as soon as he set the appointment up, he, you know, pretty much took off back to get on the train as quickly as he could. So there was a few red flags from the very beginning that this was definitely going to be different. But, you know, we were in Russia for that exact reason, to go talk to people about our church and our beliefs. And so, you know, one odd encounter wasn't going to slow us down.
Yeah. The Garrett, you wrote and you directed this. What were you hoping in the film to show people in this film?
I wrote and directed it. I was hoping to show people what happened in that 5-day period. I mean, you get a story that on a Wednesday you get a national headline that says two Christian missionaries abducted and a ransom is demanded for their safe release. And then 5 days later, you see a headline in USA Today that says, missionaries released, no ransom paid. So I wanted to find out what in the world happened in that 5-day period.
Yeah, and I think that would intrigue a lot of people. Travis, what happened in that 5-day period that Garrett captured on film?
Yeah, so Garrett did a great job of taking the story that Andrew Props and I told him and really putting it on film. When we originally arrived at the first apartment, they took us and they beat us pretty good there. They used like baseball bats and hit us upside the head, and they immediately handcuffed us up and hogtied us. They put us in the back of a little hatchback car, and they took us to another apartment where they held us for the rest of, you know, the next week. That we only got beat that initial time, but after that it was a lot of mental beatings, you might say, you know, coming into the room, dry firing the gun, taking bullets out of the gun and making us hold them and you know, screaming at us, do you understand that this is real? We want the money. Your people aren't cooperating with us. At one point there was some vials of clear liquid in bottles that we could see underneath the tape with some unopened syringes. So, you know, we definitely had our fears and were pretty anxious as to what they were going to do to us.
How did you survive it? How did you get through that 5-day period?
Honestly, I think it was a couple different things. One, I had Andrew with me, as I mentioned. I don't think I'd want to ever go through something like this alone. And then the other part of it was just the faith that we had. And Andrew and I, you know, we knew that everything was going to be okay one way or the other. Even if we died, it was going to be okay. And if we were able to walk away alive, then it was going to be even better.
Yeah. You know, Garrett, obviously they told you the story. And finish the story for us. What ultimately happens, and what did you? How did you recreate this on film? What happens when all of a sudden they walk away from this? How did that happen?
Well, it was amazing when Travis and Andrew were telling me the story. They certainly told me about what they had gone through as far as the you know, the physical and mental beatdown. But they also got into the kind of the spiritual side of things. And then I interviewed their families as well, and their families went through the same thing. You know, they were kind of really just held captive by the press and media. And yet there was this outpouring of kind of spiritual support from people from all over the country. And so I wanted to show both sides of that. And we see in the film, and certainly it's no spoiler that they got out. I mean, we're talking to Travis right now. But we see in the film how, you know, however low the situation got or however horrible it got, they were able to kind of rely on this strength of this spirit that you would assume that two missionaries would have to get them through that. So that's kind of the miracle of the story is in that 5-day period, their captors having, connecting with them enough to ultimately have a change of heart.
So do you think, Garrett, that what would be an intended result? I mean, you're a filmmaker and you I'm sure you want people to be able to relate to the story. If somebody's down or they're suffering through something else, whatever it is, that there is the miracle, as you said, of spirit, that somebody could gravitate toward that, and this would uplift them when they left the theater or showing of it?
Yeah, that's exactly what is happening. And we've heard from people all over the country, regardless of faith. I mean, Larry King came to one of our screenings, and, you know, he stands up and says, "Hey, I'm an agnostic Jew, and I love this movie." Because it is. I certainly show the terrors of it, but at the same time, it's you walk out of the theater, at least what I'm hearing, people walk out of the theater, and they're extremely uplifted, and they say that's, and honestly, that's what happened in the original story. I mean, with these headlines across the country, it was an outpouring of support from all sorts of people, and you think it's fun to see the story repeat itself.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that you're telling that story and that people are feeling that way. Travis, when you knew this was it and you were free, what was that feeling like? What did it feel like to know that you and Andrew were okay, that you were going to be okay?
Well, up to that point in my life, it was probably the greatest feeling I'd ever experienced. You know, here's two 20-year-old boys that, you know, just escaped death and out in the middle of nowhere and so excited to be alive. And I think that was probably the first time for both of us to really say that we understood, you know, what it really felt to be alive after what we had just been through.
Wow, incredible. Incredible story. Travis Tuttle, Garrett Batty, thanks so much for joining us. The Sarah Tough Approach, I hope people will go and see it. And we appreciate your time here on America Tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's so interesting, folks, isn't it? You know, as we were saying, talking about Russia just now because of the Olympics and whatnot, and certainly we've had guests on before who have been through some pretty harrowing things, and what an experience that must have been like for Travis and Andrew, and I'm glad Travis shared that with you, and I think seeing the movie absolutely would be very uplifting to lots and lots of people who are going through whatever it is in their life to actually see what they went through and how they came out on the other side. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side in just a second here on America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Show, and I guess I should give out the digits. If you want to share, you certainly can. When it comes to what's happening with now, the fact that the employer mandate gets booted to 2016, thumbs up or thumbs down on that one. Depends on your politics, probably. 855-266-5283. Plenty of people shared their politics with me when they sent in emails overwhelmingly on this Obamacare push and a few other things as well. As I am fond of saying, this audience is like none other when it comes to emailing this show more than anything. I mean, it's crazy. You peg in the red every single day. So without further ado, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Doogie. And Doogie says, hey, Kate Delaney, long time no talk. I have been listening to the show, however. Bravo. I enjoy it. Here's what I think. I heard it again, and I heard it earlier in the day, about the point of 2016 and why all of a sudden now the individual mandate is not going to be kicking in for another year later. It seems that whenever it's convenient to the Democrats, they change the rules. So because Obamacare rolled out in an ugly way, the Democrats who want to ride on the coattails of the president complained to the administration, so they had to do something about it, so they just pushed another element of his signature health care law, proving once again that it was all about just passing anything and then trying to sort out all the problems later, which is no way to govern, in my opinion. And by the way, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. That's my two cents. Okay, so yeah, they announced that there's this other delay. It happened on Monday. And some employers, for them, that'll give them a reprieve if you want, while they're trying to phase in the other stuff and figure it out. So the employer mandate now is not 2015, it's 2016. So they're going to, employers, so you understand it, with 50 to 99 employees are off the hook for 2015. They'll have to do it in 2016. They'll have to make sure that people are covered. And then the whole idea of who's part-time and what is part-time and full-time, the 30 hours thing, then they got to figure that too. So under the changes, employers with 100 or more workers have to provide health insurance to the full-time staff. The new rule only requires them to cover 70% of workers at first, then 90% the following year and beyond. So that's what the scoop is. So for some people, it absolutely will affect them. It just depends on where you work and how many people work there and what's already happening where you're working. So, I mean, it does go to the whole thing. I do agree with that, that this is, was it just not well thought out, or this is what we do? We can't pass health care, so screw it. We're just going to jam it through, and then we'll figure it out later. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to push it through, and then we'll sort out all the discombobulated things that don't make sense in this. We'll just figure it out after that. Obviously. Here's another one. This one from Greg, who says, bravo to Obama, who tells the Republicans they can just take it and shove it where the sun don't shine. Pardon my French, Kate. But it is ridiculous what the Republicans are trying to do and how they're trying to twist affordable health care. I think they really don't care if anybody is insured because they figure only the rich people are voting for them or the stupid people. So it doesn't matter because the stupid people think that they're going to get rich on reality TV someday. So they don't want anything to change. And I just have to say it. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to be rude. But the deal is the Republicans are the ones who screwed up, not the Democrats, and they really didn't want health care. If they did, they would have come up with a better plan. Bring it on, you rhinos, if you think you can do it. Well, obviously, we know the politics there for Greg, so we have an independent weighing in. We have a Democrat weighing in. And we have House Speaker John Boehner, who says the president is rewriting the law on a whim, and if the administration doesn't believe employers can manage the burden of the law, how can struggling families be expected to? So, Greg, I have to say, it is managing on a whim. I think that is what I said before is true, and what the previous email said, it was just push it through at any cost, because we're having trouble getting any kind of health care, so this is what I want to happen, and we're pushing through, and then we can sort it out. And that's what the bottom line is really on that. I mean, that's it. So who does it benefit? Who does it hurt? Depends on the industry, depends on who you're working for, that kind of thing. And see, this is the thing. So employers will get a reprieve, if you will. I hate that word, but we'll say it. They'll get to check out of this. But you still have to get health insurance, the individual mandate. So it's the employer mandate, not to confuse it. So the individual mandate, you still have to get it or get fined. The fine is minimal in the beginning, and then it's more burdensome. So that's the bottom line. You're not getting any kind of a break, I guess. It's that anybody, depending on their employment, they're going to have to come up with it. That's what it is. So there you go. Here's one from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I email you a lot. I don't know if you'll read this or not, but I think it's an abomination what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You don't have to be a Republican to realize. Talk about calling out other people for the same thing they're doing. That's what the Obama folks are constantly doing. They're manipulating the law once again to conveniently help fellow Democrats who are trying desperately to get elected in the midterm elections, and then ultimately probably to help in 2016 as well. It has nothing to do with figuring out the law and smoothing it out correctly. It has everything to do with not alienating voters. Okay. And we move on to something. I mean, I love it. All different points of view. Let's move on to something else. How about this one from John, who's emailing us from Florida. Hey, Kate, I've heard you talk about Florida before. Woohoo! I think you have a lot of family here. Hopefully you'll come and do some live shows. I would love to meet you and come to the set. And here's the thing. In Florida, what people are talking about more than anything, I think, and even a lot of the Democrats that I know, is the Obama administration is just like every other administration. I don't see how people can label this guy a liberal Democrat. He hasn't done very much to really embrace that ideology, only in the last couple of years, and it seems like somebody else is pushing the button if you pay attention. For goodness sake, look what's happening over at the NSA. Look at some of the other things that have happened and what the White House has had to say about it. So, personally, I think it's just the same old politics, and really, it doesn't matter if somebody wears an R or a D. You're pretty much getting almost the same version of the guy before that guy. We need something different in Washington. How about no labels? How about more conversation? How about more people getting involved in politics and what's happening in their own neighborhoods? I think people would make a difference. And in Florida, I think a lot of our neighborhoods are frankly doing that. And that's why so many people want to win over, when they're running for president, the Florida vote. Well, thank you for the note. I will be coming to Florida and be doing some shows. The part of the reason of wanting to campaign in Florida when you're running for president is there's a lot of electoral votes. And Florida is a tricky place because of how big it is, how many electoral votes there are, and how portioned off it is with the different districts that are very, very different. Now, people forget this. They try to lump Hispanics all into, oh, well, that's an automatic Democrat vote. But that's not true, because Cuban Americans, which there are a great many of them in Florida, vote mostly Republican or mostly conservative. So that doesn't really follow what the typical label is for Hispanics. So it can be tricky when you go and try to get Florida. Like Rudy Giuliani, he skipped Iowa, was right, so that, and put all his play, put the play for, you know, this is how much money we have, we're going to really make this push in Florida, and it didn't work out for him. You know, that's that whole maneuvering thing of what states are we going to, and what are we going to win, and, you know, that kind of stuff. What happens in the primaries? I think it's going to be really interesting. You know, it seems like I feel like I say this through all the different presidential races we've been through here, but I think 2016 is going to be curious to see what happens, especially on the Republican side. It's Hillary, barring some unforeseen thing for the Democrats. So who, well, first of all, who's her running mate, and who ultimately is the ticket for the Republicans? And what can they do against Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. Julie Mancuso wins another medal for the USA. We'll hear from her next here on the show.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We got to heap some praise on one of the USA skiers, one Julie Mancuso at 29 years old. She medals in her third Olympics in a very tough sport that racks your body up. So let's follow along. In Torino in Italy, she won a gold medal. People didn't expect that. Then she won two silvers in Vancouver. And she won a bronze in Russia, the Super Combine, basically, which is the slalom and the downhill in skiing, in the skiing world. And it couldn't have happened to who seems to be a very nice person. It is the fifth medal for the USA, leading the pack, Canada, the Netherlands, and Norway all have seven. So Russia has six, and the U.S. five. Her bronze makes five. Julie Mancuso was just thrilled to pieces afterwards. Here's what she had to say.
Crossing the finish line, I was quite surprised. It was kind of one of those happy moments where I was surprised by my name with the three next to it, but also just super happy and just a real testament of believing in your dreams. And it's always been a dream of mine to win Olympic medals. an honor to join a group of such successful athletes, and to be able to do it in 3 straight Olympics is just amazing. I can't even describe it, really.
Yeah, to do it in 3 Olympics is pretty phenomenal. Now, Shaun White, who is the famous snowboarder, you might know him by his nickname, the Flying Tomato, is trying to also medal in 3 Olympics. He's trying to gold medal in 3 Olympics, which would be incredible if he could do that, the half pipe contest Tuesday. He would be the 7th athlete to win 3 straight golds in an individual winter Olympic sport, which is pretty tough. He's had some problems on the practice runs, as have so many of the other snowboarders. He's got a lot of people with him. He's got his parents, his brother, sister, they're all with him. He's saying that's made a big difference in the hectic lead up to his big day at the Olympics. And he says, but that's what kind of makes me a normal person at the end of the day. They don't really care what happens and what media says or anything else. It's just family. So there he is. He's had a couple of rough days of training, and we'll see what happens, because he bowed out of the slope style course, and he took a little bit of a beating for that from some of the fellow snowboarders. So now he's doing the half pipe, and he says that he's doing the half pipe because he's had so many injuries that he realized that it didn't make any sense to do both events, so that's why he pulled out of it. But he's also been criticized for what he's had to say about the half pipe itself in the practice runs. He said it's too steep on the sides, bad snow, bumpy, and all that other kind of stuff. But he says it's nothing we haven't dealt with before at competitions. It's just hard when it's the Olympics. And listen, athletes are going to complain, so whatever. I hope that he wins. It would be great, one, because we'd have another medal for the USA, and we need them, right? And it'd be cool to see him take that little piece of history away. You know, snowboarding was something that I didn't grow up with, and then we've had snowboarders on the show. It's just such an interesting sport. And I tell you, it's tough. It's rough. It's the same thing. It's so rough on their bodies, the tricks that they do, the risks that they take doing it. Of course, when you do it, you can't be thinking that. It's like anything with speed or any kind of competition, that can't be the idea planted in your head. But when I'm watching it, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, wow, how do they do this? How do they do these tricks? It's unreal what's happening. I mean, it's unreal. So we're just a couple of days into this. You know, we're going into 4th and then 5th day here on the, as far as the Olympics are concerned. So we'll get into some of the other sports too and see if the medals don't pop up. But where we stand right now, like I said, because a lot of you have, that's one thing that's a common email thread. And you can always email me about anything, by the way, if you want to vent, whatever. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in. But a lot of people have just been curious about the medals. And so it's 5 for the U.S. I'll say it again. The Russians have 1 more, 6. And then it's a log jam at the top of the medal count so far. Canada, Netherlands, and Norway, all those countries have 7 medals at this point. 7 medals. But we still have a lot of competition left. Hockey, bobsledding, curling, luge, skeleton, all that kind of stuff is still to come. And then the medaling events of the others where their preliminary rounds have gone on. I'll tell you another thing that's been kind of fun to watch, which I can't imagine doing it. If even if somebody said, listen, we'll help you get in shape and train for this, and you can just do a little practice run. You know, sometimes a reporter will try to put themselves in the shoes, let's say, of the person in the event. I think of all these events, I would not want to put my shoes in any of them, most of them, from the short track to speed skating to skeleton to bobsledding, which they say, well, they say the skeleton is like, somebody described it as being on a cookie sheet and going 80 miles an hour. Yeah, I don't think so. Not even to try it. Ski jumping, this is what I was thinking about. You see the commercial and it just looks like they're gliding down You know, boom, they shoot off the end of the track, and they're in that air, they're suspended in the air, and you think, wow, what would that feel like? But I don't think so. I don't know that I would want to know what that felt like. Of all those events, I don't know that there's any winter-wise that I would want to do. Summer Olympics, it's a different story, but I think with the winter, it's tough. And it is tough, too. We're going to have somebody on the show later this week talking about, you know, the Winter Olympics. They're kind of taking a beating because where can you have the Winter Olympics where you're guaranteed enough snow? Like, even on the last run that Julie Mancuso went down, when they did the downhill and then they did the slalom event, it was tough because it had been in the 40s, so they started to have a lot of things melt, and they had to put out a bunch of salt. They had to put a bunch of stuff on the track, so that it makes it even bumpier. I mean, what are they going to do? But they have to be able to have hard enough snow for them to compete on it. Otherwise, how could they possibly, you know, how could they possibly do it? They couldn't do those kinds of runs that they're doing. And there's less places now where they can, you know, are they going to have to create more man-made snow? There's less places where you may be able to have some of these Winter Olympics. And then, of course, the cost is so astronomical to build the venues that you have to come up with for the Olympics. And we've seen how a lot of places have struggled with that. I mean, that was Mitt Romney's claim to fame with Salt Lake City, that he came in and really saved the day because he knew how to, as a smart enough business guy, he knew, and with the right connections, he knew how to flip things around. But even whether it's Russia or it's been Vancouver or wherever, they've all struggled with putting it together, putting it on, having to expand venues, build venues, the cost of it, and getting it done in time is crazy. So maybe some of those places get revisited again. I remember there's some of those places that we were holding the Olympics. Maybe we'll keep it there. I was making fun of the fact that it seems like every time you turn on MSNBC, it's the Chris Christie hour. Well, New Jersey lawmakers okayed new subpoenas in the Christie investigation. For goodness sake, how many subpoenas are they going to have out there on this traffic jam? I mean, I think this story is just never going to end. I'm serious. We're like into 6 weeks of Chris Christie. It's insanity. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.